One of the most expansive cases of foreign bribery in the history of the U.S. Justice Department had its start with ex-FIFA executive Chuck Blazer's secret plea deal in 2013. That was followed by the indictment of 14 FIFA officials in May. Professor of Law Jennifer Arlen says prosecutors are working their way up to the top.
If they have some witnesses who don't want to cooperate, there's nothing like watching other people get indicted to encourage you to cooperate.
Coming off record television ratings for the Women's World Cup, the future of football in the United States seems promising.
Good job, Ron.
But for FIFA, the future is less certain. Anti-corruption compliance expert Jeff Tinez calls FIFA a multi-billion dollar secret society and says many of FIFA's 209 members have long-standing relationships with senior executives.
Clearly, some due diligence needs to be done on those individuals and everybody currently associated with FIFA so that as it's reconstituted, the world at large can be sure that we are truly starting with a clean slate.
Former FIFA Independent Governance Committee member Alexandra Raggi says a lack of transparency works against the good, ethical people embedded within the organization.
It's a non-profit, and they should be answerable to the public. They're getting the benefit of this tax-free status, and the price of that is greater transparency. When a non-profit the size of FIFA, with the reserves of FIFA, has less transparency than a public corporation, there's something really wrong with the system.
CONCACAF, FIFA's affiliate governing body responsible for North America, Central America, and the Caribbean, recently announced reforms. Among them are term limits for executive committee members, credit and background checks for vendors, and annual financial statements available to the public. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.